So I just want to say that is not related. We never spoke what we're going to do or something. So maybe something, I don't know, Holy Spirit, talking to her, to me, for everyone. So I was from the beginning thinking a lot what I'm going to write. And every time when I start and look for something, it's keep going back, keep going back. So obviously I have something to say. It's a lot I have to say. I don't want to have a microphone. They won't be 10 minutes probably, hope so. Everybody knows English is not my first language, so for me first was to write on Bulgarian, then translate it and check for mistakes and something else. I still read in the Bible in Bulgarian. Sometimes I understand what he's saying in English, sometimes I don't understand, and most of the time I'm looking for preachers who is Bulgarian. It's more easy understandable for me. So as I joined courses here, I think some of you knows last year, together I joined a Bible course in a church I go to Bulgaria where I am. And so there was a long 8 months course, and we start from the beginning. That was a full Bible course. A lot of interesting things. So I would like to share something what I think I never heard here. I don't know why. So in the situation of that, I'm going to say I want to apologize first for that I had some doubts sometimes and I step out of service. I want to apologize. I came actually to apologize to one of the team group. It doesn't happen because it wasn't appropriate. Anyway, so I have a microphone, so I apologize now. The main reason was, there were too many reasons, but the main reason was I wasn't sure I am truly hearing the full of the gospel here. I'm sorry. It wasn't like, kind of like, what's happening? What is the truth? Why I'm hearing that? I'm not understanding. So I had a lot of question to God, and he gave me answer. I know he told me to come here. He never told me to leave the church, so there you go. Sometimes in a situation about 2 years, I'm here nearly every single Sunday, I felt like we are more community group and center with a lot of the same interests, but somehow I cannot feel we just doing everything for Jesus. So that pushed me a little bit like thoughts. And I know we are here for the glory of Jesus' kingdom, and obviously we have to work together. We are one body, so I'm here, and my opportunities, if I can help with anything, I will be grateful. And if I can't, well, so okay, so I lost a bit. Never mind. My title actually is The Great Obligation, Commitment or Commission. I don't know exactly what is the translation, because in my language is completely different. It's a one word, straight word, and you understand what does mean. I think that is a more accurate, specific way to understand. Is anybody knows what actually is a Great Commission? Okay, it's a Great Commission. All right then, okay, Commission. So I will start with some of the notes, because probably there is no time to read everything. I print it for everyone. If you know, you can have it. And actually, this is a big words for a big sermon. I think it's a good opportunity. Everybody to be shaken and know what actually is, because we know who we are in Jesus. We know what we're receiving through Jesus. We know how powerful it is in prayers and how helpful it is. But at somewhere, I can hear only we, our benefits. But let's don't forget we're working for the big benefits, and that is God's kingdom. So I can start with Mark 15-16. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every one creature. Whoever believes and baptizes will be saved. And whoever does not believe will be condemned." Also Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, teach all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that have commanded you, and behold, I am with you through all days until the end of the world." So the first point, my, is who gave the Great Commission? You know, Jesus. He gave a Great Commission to us, to every single of us, not only to the, he gave it first to the his disciples, but then we are disciples, so obviously Great Commission is to every one of us. So what is the Great Commission? The Great Commission actually is Jesus commanded us to make disciples. He commanded us, and I can read 2 Timothy 2:2, which is, "And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, pass this on to faithful man who will be able to teach others." I think this is the title of the disciple who wants to be disciple. So I'm not sure I can say it properly. Anyway, so why we should do involved in that? You know, everybody knows why we should be involved in that. Okay, I will say, because Jesus commanded us. And he commanded us in a team, we have a coach, and he tells us what to do. If the players don't do the right things, I don't think so that will be happen. For example, the goalkeeper say, "No, I'm not going to be a goalkeeper today. I'm going on holiday." So it doesn't happen like that. And why so? Because something else. Because the whole world is lost without Jesus. That is command to everyone to accept Jesus as a savior. That's a command. Holy Spirit created a longing and hunger for God for everyone. So we accept Jesus. We have a Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit in every single one of us, it gives a hunger to spread the good news and go and baptize in the name of Jesus and the Son, Father, and Holy Spirit. So there is an urgent need to do that. I don't know if you see it, but I don't know how many people need a savior. I think everyone needs reminding that a lot of people need saving, because the time is going through and there is no time. So there is a, what actually God requires. We can read it in Romans. I have the points a lot, but I think it's too much and I cannot read it. We must, that's in Romans 12, 1 to 8 and 13, 1 to 5, we must dedicate to obey God's will. And he reveals to us in Romans 12, 1, I beseech you therefore, I cannot read it, I'm so sorry. Yeah, okay, you will read it later. So, it's important that we have to fulfill God's will, mainly task in our lives. We give our lives like a sacrifice and salvation for non-believers. So I know that, but I don't know how to explain in English, so I'm so sorry. And something else what we can have like an example, that's Apostle Paul. He's an example of a disabled apostle and what is obedience to God and looking for in his life purpose. So he's a biblical example, and there are a lot of the books he wrote, which is... Yeah, I like them, but I cannot tell them exactly right now what is exactly. So something what I can say in Philippians 3, 7, 8, but what was gained to me, I contended as a loss to Christ, and I consider everything as a loss because of excellent thing, the knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ, for whom I have lost everything and consider everything as whom only to gain Christ. Probably my transcription is not right, a translation. So self-sacrifice, I think that's more important to every single of us. And why... I had some experience. I wasn't really sure what happened. It's last year when we were in some prayer in town center in Blackpool. So there were a lot of preachers. How many people were? About 200 around? How many were? Something like that, 200. Don't remember, but there wasn't less than 200. So the... One of the preachers asked, is it anybody wants to share the gospel? Is there anybody want have a passion to share the gospel? I know I have that passion, and I stand up first. I was ashamed that only me but first. Then were few, three, four, maximum four people in the whole church. I think that's is something what I don't understand. So... A lot of people will think maybe you have have a gift of evangelism. I don't think so. Is that? I think Holy Spirit works in every single of us, and He looked the character. He will help us if we need the help, but He wouldn't change our character. We have to make point. To do it, then the Holy Spirit will help to finish the work, because the Holy Spirit will save a person, but we need to help the Holy Spirit to get to the person. I mean, like Holy Spirit save, but we are the more important. Something what... I remember we very often singing, we want more, we want more, we want more for you, God. How much more we want? we don't have enough, Jesus? He didn't give us his son, and he didn't give us bread. We have to be more grateful every day for everything what we have. I think we don't need more from him. We need more from ourselves. We need to, encourage ourselves to be more passionate, be more bold, how we stand up and declare that we are Jesus' followers to the whole world, and just show the rest of them how we have to live obedient to God, and we will see the fruits of that. So the great obligation, I think I can say more, that's a command. We have to do it. So it's something I will finish with. That's a part of the Bible. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce a fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. Anyone who doesn't not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are grated to and a pile of burn. So I'm reading that, and that is me aware. Do we give in a product? Do we give a fruit to the kingdom of God? I think that's more important to think so. To deserve our salvation, we have our salvation, but we have to make more to deserve our presence in the heaven. So I hope inspire you my broken English preach. Sorry about that. So yeah, that's it.